Today on You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, we're talking about why now is the best time to buy your first home. Hey everybody, and welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Welcome everybody, welcome today to episode number 26, Why Now is the Best Time to Buy Your First Home. Thank you so much for tuning into this. My name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate agent out of Seattle, Washington with Skyline Properties. And if you are not from Seattle, that's okay, because this podcast is still for you. This podcast is all about empowering and educating home buyers all over the nation. So stay tuned. Basically, stay tuned and listen. The stuff that I'm going to talk about here, while it's spurred on by things in Seattle, it definitely applies all over. And you can talk to your local professional real estate agent that you're working with about, you know, topics that come up here and see if it is relevant. We use some different words sometimes in Washington than you might use something else. So there's a couple other different things with contingencies. But otherwise, you know, buying a home is buying a home. And of course, if you're not working with a real estate agent right now, I can help you out there. I'm actually connected to a network of real estate agents all over the nation, and there's a very good chance that I have one near you. So if you want to get connected with a great real estate agent, because I'm only going to connect you with someone I feel is going to do the same job as if I were there, right? So if you want that, go ahead and email me at Silas, that's S-I-L-A-S at silasgetsreal.com, and I'll hook you up with one. Or you can even text me at 206-351-9230. Just tell me where you're from, and I'll connect you with somebody, and then we'll do an intro email, and it'll be great. And you can interview them. And happy house buying. And of course, if you are new to this program and you are looking for sort of the Silas is great answering this question, but I have a lot more. What are the steps of buying a home? Well, two things. The first 10 episodes are basically a guide, audio guidebook of this, of how to buy a home, step-by-step process. So go back, listen to the first 10, either on the website, yourbuyingahome.com, or on iTunes, or wherever you found this. Hopefully you can go back to those episodes 1 through 10, 1 through 11-ish. One's a pilot, so it's 2 through 11, technically. Anyway, those episodes are a guidebook. If you would like that in PDF form, if you would love to get the ebook version of this so you can just read at your leisure without listening to me, I can send that guidebook to you. Again, email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com and say, hey, Silas, I'd love to get your ebook, and I'll send that over to you. The only thing I ask for there is if you could just tell me where you're from. I'm trying to be able to, in the future, see where I get most people that are wanting a guidebook from, and I can tweak some things to be a little more local, and that's my goal. And so, just please tell me that, and I'll send it out to you. And that's it. Silas@silasgetsreal.com. Anyway, and here we are. So here we are. Today's topic: why now is the best time to buy your first home. Also, before we get, if you could go leave a rating on iTunes, I love 5 stars. That'd be great. Rating on iTunes, it really helps build this program up. It's been getting a lot of headway, ranked number like 63 in how to's on iTunes. It helps a lot. I'm listening to you. I'm listening to some feedback. I read some comments on the ratings that about some audio going down a little sometimes. So I've tweaked that. I found how to fix that. So volume should be consistent on this. Sorry if it's too quiet, it's because people tell me to shut up so much. I have kids. That's what they want. They say it nicer than that. Stop making jokes, daddy. Anyway, today's topic: why now is the best time to buy your first home? And here's an interesting thing. It may, you know, this actually may apply also to people who haven't owned a home in a while, or they don't own a home currently. So both of those. But I think most people listening to this are first-time home buyers. Anyway, if you ask any real estate agent if now is a good time to buy a home, chances are they're probably going to say yes, right? They're always going to say this is the perfect time because they don't want to discourage you. That's not their job. They don't make money doing that. It's always going to be now. I mean, however, it is impossible to truly say that now is the perfect time for someone to buy a home without knowing a lot more about them and their entire situation. It depends upon their personal wants, needs, qualifications. It depends upon the real estate market overall. And real estate is a macro thing, you know. It depends on mortgage rates, and it kind of depends on the price of the home and area you're looking in. So there's a lot of variables. So I can't always say now is the perfect time unless you're a first-time home buyer. First-time home buyers, now is always the best time to buy a house. Now is in quotes, but you can't see that. Because here's the thing. It doesn't get easier to buy a home down the road. It's a lot more complicated. Once you own a home, there's a lot more to go through and deal with when you're buying a new home. Most people can't buy another house without selling the one they've already owned, right? Unless, of course, they got enough money to buy one without having to sell their first one. But most people can't handle two mortgage payments or even qualify for a mortgage without selling the first one. I mean, even if you're buying your first home, the market, mortgage rates, and personal situations all need to be analyzed and considered. But regardless of that, now is the best time to buy since you don't have to worry about selling the one you are in. There's a lot less distress or things to take into consideration for that. And because of that, you have some competitive advantages. When you find the home you love and want to buy, there's always a chance that someone else in the market will also love it because, you know, you have similar tastes and someone else is going to want to buy it. So the more advantages you have as a buyer, the better off you'll be if you're competing, you know, for that seller's nod of approval, you could say. So when you don't have a house to sell in order to be able to buy a home, you're in a better position than some of your competition because you can be flexible on the closing date. So the owner can either, you know, have more time to move if you want, or they can close quickly if that's better for them. Your purchase won't be, contingent upon the sale or closing of a home you already have. So there's no chance that the sale of your home will fall through, causing you to have to cancel the deal. That's always a concern agents and owners have when someone makes an offer and has a house they need to sell. So you don't have that baggage. You don't have that baggage. So it's a lot easier for you. It allows you to be patient and wait until you find the right house. People who already have a house sometimes have to settle for one they don't love simply due to the fact that buying a place in order for the time for the purchase of the sale for the one they own, like it's all complicated. And also at the same time, you can pounce and make an offer the minute you do find the house you love, and others have to wait and watch the house of their dreams slip away into the night. Having these and other advantages in your favor also makes now and always the best time to buy a house for your first time, for a first time home buyer, which is you. So also, don't make mountains out of molehills. I have moles in my backyard, right? And they leave little hills and I try not to make mountains of them. And when my daughter asks me what that saying means, I just point to the molehills. Okay. Now, there's some problems for some, you know, it's not that as a first time home buyer doesn't necessarily mean you are completely free, right? You don't have a house to sell, but you have other things. And I get those objections. Many first time home buyers are concerned about the timing of the purchase for the first home to end so that it ends with the lease of the rental they're in. And it certainly doesn't make sense to buy a house if you have an entire year left on your lease and there's no clause for you to get out of the lease without paying the remaining balance to the landlord. But that's rarely the case. Most leases are not written that way. And I mean, you got to look at your lease, maybe show it to a lawyer, find out what it is. I mean, first off, most renters have provisions in their lease that allow them to break their lease with little or no financial penalty. Probably not none, but a little bit. Read your lease carefully and see what you are personally bound to and what you're allowed to. But many would be first-time home buyers tie themselves down for too long simply because they're unaware of how easy or low cost it would be for them to break their lease. Second, you don't just run out, find a house, and close on, you know, your dream home in a couple days. It usually takes time to find your home, and then you go through the entire process all the way to closing. So let's say that takes 3 to 4 months on average for the whole process. Most renters don't even have to have that much of a lease left to worry about once they find a house to buy. So if you're currently renting, don't worry so much about your lease. Definitely make sure you know your rights and what you need to do. Doing this will make you a stronger buyer than most of your competition who rent. That's a good chance they'll hesitate and force themselves into timing issues they could have avoided if they were more diligent. But you listen to this podcast, so boom. Also, here's a pro tip. If your lease is coming up for renewal or you're signing a new one and you know you want to buy a home, negotiate with the landlord to have a month-to-month lease or to be able to give a couple months notice and be released if you want to buy a house. I know, I've been in that situation. You're scared. You don't want to tell them because then you're afraid they're not going to want to lease to you. Look, if you're a good tenant, they don't want to have to find a bad tenant. They don't want to take the risk. They'll probably keep you there as long as possible. Now, if you're in a college town where everyone leases at one particular time, that might be a little different, but usually you can ask to be month to month and it'll be no problem, or it's an option. Sometimes you have to pay a little more, but it's worth it, especially if you know you're going to be buying a house. And while it is your first time, I do encourage you, and I'm so glad you listened to this podcast for this reason. I want you to buy like it's not your first time. I mean, buying a house can be tough, even for those who already have bought one before. It's not just a first-time home buyer thing. It's emotionally tough. Most people don't buy houses more than a few times, so it's not something you spend most of your time getting the ins and outs of, even if you did buy before, right? You did it once, maybe your agent did a lot for you, just told you where to sign. So, but that is a mistake. The more you know about home buying, the better off you'll be. Your purchase will go more smoothly. You won't make rookie mistakes that even veteran home buyers make. You'll increase the chances that you'll find the best home for your wants and needs and successfully buy it. Many people lose the house they really want by making simple mistakes just based off the offer, and it's not always the agent's fault, but sometimes it is because agent and client didn't communicate very well. The more educated you are, you'll have a better chance at getting the house you love at the best price possible. Does this make sense? I hope this all made sense to you. Like, you as a first-time home buyer don't have a bunch of impediments. You can go when you need to. Don't take your lease is not an excuse. We can read your lease, you can figure it out and get out of it. And you know, some people are so stuck on timing. They're stuck on the timing. So that is an advantage for you as a first time home buyer. Too many people go in thinking they're in a position of weakness and you're not. There are a lot of other strategies as first time home buyers that you can that can help you get a home in. And we can go over those. We will go over those in this podcast eventually. But of course, if you're in the Seattle area and looking to buy a home, just email me, silas@silasgetsreal.com or text me at 206-351-9230 and we'll go over those strategies together. But hey, that's the program. A short one today, but I got to get it out. I got to get these out regularly, right? Here we are. We're hopefully heading into a post-COVID world, and I'll get these out on a regular basis. Thank you so much, though, for listening. Again, please go rate us on iTunes. Go like the Facebook page, Silas Gets Real, on Facebook. I put other stuff out there, funny ads when I make them. Lots of stuff. And it does, you know. And, of course, listen to this program. Subscribe. Please subscribe. I want to get those numbers up. Listen to them. Hey, listen multiple times. You know, you might pick something up the second time and they're short anyway, right? Yeah, here we go. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. If you want to get that agent in your area, or you want that PDF ebook of how to the step-by-step process for the ultimate guide on buying a home, go ahead and email me, silas@silasgetsreal.com. You're wonderful. Happy house buying.